Hey there, blogging lady. Welcome back to another episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers podcast. Today, we have something a little bit different today. We're going to be talking about mindset and the mindset that you need for a successful blogging business. I'm going to tell you lots of different mindsets and tips and tools that you can use to get success because you know, starting a blogging business is more than just writing blog posts, right? And hoping that they actually get read by our audience. It's about having the right mindset, a business mindset, not just treating your blog as a side hustle, not just like, you know, doing tasks that you want to and like just completely just like treating it as a side hustle or like a passion project, right? That's not going to make money. So if you are somebody who wants to make money, there is a right mindset that you need to make the money, right? And then there's, you know, the business mindset, of course, you have to have, but there's also life mindset. And we'll get into all of this, but to truly succeed, you need to organize your business. You need to have your life organized too. You need to have your mindset right. And you just need to have your mind going in the right direction. Like you need to be mentally healthy for this. And so yeah, let's just get right into it. But before we do, oh my gosh, I started this like new diet. And so I want to lose weight. I have like 30 pounds to lose. I just like let myself go after I had the baby. And like I gained even more weight. Like I never lost the baby weight. I just gained more. So I decided like enough is enough. There's a fly in my house. Buzzing, sorry if you can hear that. I just said enough was enough. I want to lose the baby weight and I am going to do whatever it takes. I was struggling with like a little bit of like binge eating there for a while and I'm like, I'm done. Like I need to have a lifestyle change because this where I'm going is like I'm just getting fatter and I'm just getting heavier and I'm just my clothes aren't fitting like this. Like, are you serious? Like, I just had to pull this down because like not fitting me, my shirt. like enough is enough. I went to go see a dietitian and they said that they're putting me on a no gluten diet to see if this is going to help. So I'm doing like this like cleanse first where you just eat steak, hamburger. So just two red meats, steak, hamburger, and then greens. And they have to be uncooked greens. So I made a salad with like lettuce and spinach and green onions and green pepper. And then I put like apple cider vinegar because you can't use salt for any seasoning on the meat, on the salad, nothing like that. I can have two protein bars a day, which are my treats. Like they are delicious. These protein bars that they gave me, delicious. And then two oranges, or no, one orange, but I split it up into like half. So I have half orange in the morning, half orange in the afternoon. And then I have my steak for lunch and I have my hamburger for dinner with greens again. And wow, like I thought I was like really going to struggle, you know, but why I'm mentioning this is because of mindset. Okay. I'm not mentioning this diet plan for nothing here. I have a point to this. But, I got on this diet, but like 3 days before my mindset was like very bad about this. Like I was contemplating or like, I was like thinking like, can I really do this? Am I really good enough to do this? Like, can I, you know, actually like stick to the plan and not reach for like my baby's cracker or not reach for my baby's food when he eats? Cause that's what I do. Like, my baby, he's like obsessed with crackers. And so when I give him a cracker, I also eat some. And so I'm like, can I really do this? And like after I eat lunch and then after I eat dinner, I have major chocolate craves. Like I need chocolate now. So I'm like, can I really do this? And I'm just like praying to God, like, Lord, give me the strength to do this because like I'm going into this like with an already bad mindset and I need strength. And then guess what? On my refrigerator, this magnet from the previous owners of this house that they left, this magnet, but I've been like holding pictures up with it. It has like a little calendar on it. And on the side, it has that through Christ, he strengthens me. That scripture, I can't quote it. That's really bad that I can't quote for exact words. Sorry, people. But yeah, so I'm like, wow, like this is a sign. I can be strong enough. I can do this. So like that helped change my mindset. But like, it's the same thing with blogging. If you're going into starting a blog with a bad mindset, thinking, oh my gosh, like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if this is going to make money. I don't know if I'm going to be able to stick to the schedule. I don't know if I can really do this. Then I totally understand, because I was there too. And I'm still there with things in my life. Like, you know, this diet plan. But it's been so easy for me, okay? And you might find the same too with your blogging business. You might find that it's going to be easier for you if you just get help and support. And that is exactly what I did. I got help and support. And I go to my dietitian literally every single day. He wants to see me every day I go into the clinic. So like, this has been like so helpful for me. And like, that's what you need. Like, you need that daily support, just how I need daily support going to my dietitian to stay, you know, healthy and like keep on my weight loss journey. And yeah, it costs money, of course. Like, it does cost money to like invest in my weight loss and like keep going to see the dietitian like every single day. It costs, but it's helpful. It's useful. I'm seeing results already, and I'm only on day two. Like, can you imagine? Like, how would you feel if you rapidly saw results, you know, hiring a blogging coach? Just think of that. Like, would you, like, how would you feel if you actually had that daily support that's going to help you to answer all of your questions, to keep you on track, to keep you accountable, to really ensure that you're doing the work and like not going to sway in the wrong direction, right? Because if I sway in the wrong direction right now, if I go eat chocolate, my whole cleanse ruins and I have to restart. So, and then I probably just gain weight, right? Because that's sugar and I'm not eating sugar right now. So, but yeah, so if you are somebody listening to this podcast or watching this podcast video that I'm recording, then, and if you want to, well, hold on. If you're somebody who wants that accountability and that support and that daily person that's going to be there and help you stay on track and help you set, you know, your clear goals and like help you break it down into like bite-sized step-by-step pieces that you can actually achieve and get results from towards building the successful blogging business that's actually going to make you money and give you the life that you want of freedom, of quitting your 9-to-5, of staying home with the kids or giving your kids better life or whatever it is, like, then if you're that person, then book a call with me below, because that I am that person. I am here to give you daily Slack messaging support. I am this person who gets on a call with you every single week to actually take action with you and to talk to you about your blogging business. And then, you know, in that daily Slack messaging support, I'm there for you every single day to ensure that you are going to reach success with your blogging business. Like, it's not like a, you know, what if I do? No, you are going to. I mean, of course, I can't promise you results, but if you stay with me as your blog coach, I can promise you that you will get there, because I can't promise you. I can't say that, but like, it happens, okay? It happens. And it can happen for you. I don't want to ever promise results though, but if like, I have been there. I have walked the walk. I have made the mistakes. I'm still making the mistakes and I'm learning from them. I was talking to my coaching client this morning about how I am like making like a big mistake with my membership right now. I don't want to keep my membership because I'm always breaking even and people are canceling, and like, this is stressful and this is like a big mistake to keep it. So I don't want to keep it. I don't want to like keep breaking even. If I am going to keep it, which I think I am, then I'm going to build my own membership platform and have it for free and not have any expense with it, because then I would be, you know, not breaking even, and I need to you know, create like a really good marketing plan, but like I haven't been focusing on that. So that's why I'm like not seeing results with it. But I know that like staying where I am with this like membership issue is not getting me nowhere. Like I can't just sit here and have this membership and like people join whenever they want and blah, blah, blah. No, that's like not a good strategy. And I know that. And like, so now it's time to pivot. Now it's time to change things. So like if you're that person too, who is struggling and who just is like, okay with the struggle, okay with like not ever seeing results. If you're just like riding the wave of just, you know, doing your blogging task, but you're not seeing results. If you're still doing Pinterest pins, you're not seeing results or whatever you're doing. Like if you're not seeing results with your blog, it's time to change it. And like, stop, you know, making the mistakes and like pivot and change. And that's what I help you do. Like I truly help you. Like if you're somebody who wants to start a blog and start it the right way, I will help you do that. I will help you start it right the right way. I do this every single day with my clients. I have literally like this year alone, I've helped like 13 people get their blogs up and running already. Like it's literally what I do every single day. But if you're also somebody who is facing some challenges, I recommend that you book that call with me below so we can talk about it. This is a 15-minute chat. I literally do not pressure you to do anything. Like if you don't want to sign up, you don't have to. I never pressure. It's just a discussion to see where I can direct you. Like, can I help you? I'm not persuading you. I'm directing you. Like, can I help you? Like, and like, how can I best help you? Are we a good fit? Do we vibe? Can we work well together? That's what I want to talk about. And so I just ask you a few different questions and I say my package, I say the prices, we work out a payment plan, whatnot. And if it's good for you, then cool. I'll send you some links and you can sign up with me. But if not, then you can go on your way, you know, like there's nothing else to it. But with that being said, blogging is a mindset game. And like what I learned from the beginning is like blogging will literally have you hold your in like business in general. Blogging and business in general will literally hold a mirror up to your face and like show you who you really are, because you're going to see like your flaws and your mistakes and your mess ups and where you're going wrong and like in your life and in your business. For example, for me, I had procrastination anxiety a lot, and like I really had to learn how to work through that. I was somebody who just procrastinated all the necessary things in my business, and I just designed my website and I redesigned it a million times, literally a million times. Every 3 months I had a new website. And again, I'm still doing that. I have a pattern. But I really love this new website. But I say that every time, okay? It's a flaw in me that I'm trying to change. And then I am somebody who likes to tear down my business a lot and rebuild it. But I think that that's just necessary because, you know, like I have to look at my business often to see what's working, to see what's not. Besides the point, you're going to find things that you like about yourself and that you really hate about yourself. And the business is literally going to have you put that mirror up to your face and like show you who you really are. And then you have to rewrite a lot of things so you can break through it. Like, for example, like, you know, Instagram. I always used to get mad at Instagram because, like, the platform itself I would get mad at because I'm like, they're not showing my posts to nobody. None of my audience is commenting. It's still that way. Oh, well, whatever. None of my ideal audience is seeing my posts. None of my audience is like commenting. They're not seeing my stories. Like this is just pointless. And so I had to rewrite that mindset. And now I'm just like, whoever sees it can see it. I'm still going to post. I don't care. It's not even my main marketing strategy. The only thing that I'm focusing on heavily is my podcast, making sure that I have at least bi-weekly episodes. Sometimes I can't post weekly because I just run out of time in between coaching calls. But at least bi-weekly episodes you can expect from me. And, you know, I make sure to I have an SEO guy who works on my SEO on my website. so I can stay that number one ranking spot for all the blog coaching keywords. But, you know, I used to like really heavily focus on like writing blog posts and like my SEO and like, I don't know, but like, you just have to do the necessary task and you have to have a business mindset. And we'll talk more about this. So you have to actually see yourself as that CEO. So your blog is not a hobby unless you want it to be. If you want it to just be a hobby, then go ahead, just have it be a hobby and like work on it whenever you want to and like do the tasks that you want to whenever, whatever. Okay. But it's a company that can grow. If you want it to be grown, if you want it to be monetized, you have to start thinking like a CEO of your blog company. Like, this is a company, this is a business. So you have to think that way. And when you rewrite your mindset, when you change your mindset to, I am the CEO of Boss City Bloggers, it's going to be so much easier for you to get results, because then you're going to actually, you know, when you think like, I am the CEO, okay, what does a CEO do? A CEO of a business that has a blog, as using a blog as a marketing tool, that's what it's used for. It's just a marketing tool. Starting a blog, okay, you can start a blog, you know, a passion project, a passion blog, write whatever you want to as a passion, whenever you want to. You can start a blog or you can start a business. And when you start a business, you have a blog as a marketing tool. And that marketing tool is going to allow you to nurture your audience so then they can want to sign up with you if you're offering a coaching or a service-based business, or they're going to purchase your products and sign up to your freebies. Like, the blog is just the marketing tool. That's another mindset shift that you have to have. So what does a business do? You plan your goals, you track your progress, you are always ready to learn, you're adapting, you treat your blog in all seriousness that it actually deserves. It's more about sharing thoughts. It's more about writing blog posts. It's more about even building a brand. It's about the whole entire picture, the whole business plan. That's what it's about. It's about that end goal of getting to that ultimate desire that you picture yourself in 5 years. Like, I want to have that office. I want to buy that house. I want to, you know, have, you know, so many clients. I want to make so much money with this business. So that's what it's about. And like, of course, there's bite-sized pieces that you have to go through to actually get there. But that's what it's about. You break it down into those bite-sized pieces and you have a set plan. You look at your business plan as a whole and you say, this is like, you know, what I'm aiming for. This is the vision. This is the mission. This is my, you know, objectives. These are my, this is my content plan. This is my content marketing strategy. These are my measurable goals. This is my, you know, financial projections. This is how much money I want to make. And I break it down into my offers. Like, these are my offers. This is my product suite. Like, there's so much more that goes into it that you don't even realize. And this is what I help you all with, but I do it in a very bite-sized pieces. So you're not like, oh my God, what is she talking about? I do it in my coaching program. So a business, when you think of it as a business, you act like you're the CEO. So I am the CEO. What does a CEO do? Then I'm going to go take actions that a CEO would take. What would somebody who is looking to start a business do? They invest. Number one, they invest in their business. Every business needs to invest in their education. So if you're a CEO, then you need a coach. Number one, I'm not saying me. I'm saying you need a coach in general. Whether you want to go hire a business coach that you feel good with, or you want to hire me as your blogging coach or website designer, it doesn't really matter. But you have to invest in something, or whether you want to just hop into a blogging course, like, no problem. But like, do whatever feels good for you, like really feels good for you. Because when you join my program, that's all I want. I want you to feel really good about your decision, that you're making a really good, proper decision for you. And oh my God, I literally have like no time left for this episode. I might have to finish it later when I get back. But I have a nutrition class coming at 5. And I'm going to be late if I don't leave in 10 minutes. Oh, no. But anyways, so what does a business do? We set clear goals. So what do you actually want to achieve with this blog? More followers, increased revenue? You want to define clear, measurable goals, number one. Okay? SMART goals, whatever, however you want to break these goals down. But then, you know, I take my overall goals that I have for like 5 years and I break them down into years. I break them down into months, break them down into weeks, and break them down into days. If you get ClickUp AI, by the way, it's really good at doing this for you. And then create an overall business plan, like how I was saying. If you want my business plan worksheet, I'll link it for you down below. So you can go and purchase this worksheet. It's a very good detailed worksheet. I highly recommend it. But if you book a call with me below and join my blog coaching program, we go through this together. And then monitor your progress, of course. Like as a business owner, you have to keep track of your analytics, your performance. You have to see what is working and what is not. If it's not working, you have to assess it and be like, okay, what aspect of it is working and what aspect of it isn't working? Let's say I have a podcast. Okay. What is working? What kind of episodes are working? What is not working? What kind of episodes are not working? And am I actually like, you know, am I keeping the attention? So how long are people watching these episodes? How can I create more of the content so I can get more people in? How can I SEO optimize it better? Like these are just like different things. Or if it's not working at all, maybe my listeners are not enjoying these episodes. So I may tweak my episodes. If they're still not enjoying it, maybe they're just not listening to podcasts in general. That's not the case for me, but that was just an example. So for me, my podcast is doing really, really well, but my Instagram, it doesn't do well. So, I mean, I hired out my Instagram, but like if I was like, I wouldn't even do my own Instagram. I really wouldn't because it's not an effective use of my time as the CEO. So I have stepped into my CEO role. And so I have hired out. I don't need a coach anymore, but I have hired out. Or I shouldn't say I don't need a coach anymore. I do need a coach. I do because there's more and more and more that I need to learn. Always. Like always there's more that I need to learn. Like I am not perfect. Like I don't know everything. Like there's things that I could be using support in, you know, so I do think that it is good to get a coach, but right now I'm not in that place to get a coach right now. So right now I'm in the place of hiring team members because when I hire team members, I can grow more. So like the Instagram thing, like it's just not something that I want to do. It's not something that I need to be doing as a CEO. I need to be the one creating the content, just writing the posts. That's it. I don't need to be in Canva designing a million graphics. I needed to be the person who makes the decisions, who assigns team members their tasks, who makes the decisions, assigns tasks, who is a leader of this business. I'm the leader. I need to be the one who's creating the content from me authentically. And then I need to be the one who is coming on here recording. You know, I don't even like create my masterclass slides or nothing like that. Like I shouldn't be in Canva. So I'm not in Canva. I am doing work for my clients and I'm doing, you know, the main, like I'm the face of the business. So I'm like filming, I am doing the podcast episodes. I am doing the content writing. Like I am the face of the business and like my voice is the authentic voice of the business. So that's what I need to be focusing on. Okay. So you have to start thinking like as the CEO of this business, what do I need to be doing? I know you're not in the place to hire team members, but the thing is what I was talking about, what my point was, is like Instagram. Like if it's not working for you, maybe bloggers are just not on Instagram. Maybe they're going to be on a Facebook group. Maybe they're just on Pinterest and the only thing you need to be focusing on is on Pinterest. Maybe they're on, you know, podcasting. Like maybe you should just heavily focus on your podcast and your email list and your blog. So you have to like really assess like all of these different platforms and see like why is this working and why is this not, and then track all of your analytics and then assess from there. You know what I mean? Okay. So, and then invest in your learning. Obviously, we have to invest, always invest in learning more. Things are changing. Things are updating. Google's having algorithm updates. Everybody's having algorithm updates, and like trends are like changing, and like it's like digital like space is just like rapidly changing. It's so different from what it was a couple years ago, so different than what it was when I first started. Oh my God, it was so much easier to get blog traffic when I started. And now it's a lot more difficult. But you have to stay on top of things. And if you truly want to be successful, I do highly recommend that you hire some kind of coach, because they're going to take you step by step and really apply everything that you're learning and implementing into your own business. Because the strategies that work for me is not going to be the strategies that work for you right now. And the strategies that work from somebody who's teaching that blogging course is not going to be a strategy that works for you, because it's not a one size fit all. Your business is going to be completely different than somebody else's business. So when I coach my clients, I give you a customized roadmap. Everything that I say is customized to you. All strategies, all plans, everything that we talk about is completely customized to whatever you want to do within your business, and whatever I have learned from my coaches, from my investments over the past 8 years, and from my coaching, even my coaching experiences. I've learned what works for clients and what works for like this type of business, or what works for this type of business, you know? So you really need somebody who's going to step in and help you apply it to your business and your blog. The last thing I want to say is networking. So you have like, this is a mindset. A mindset shift. I said mindset. I'm talking too fast. But you have to talk with people. You have to talk with your audience. You have to be engaging with people. You have to be talking to people. You have to be building relationships. You have to be talking and connecting with other bloggers as well, so you can, you know, guest post on other bloggers that are in your same niche. You have to talk to people. And I know that like most of us bloggers, we're introverts, and we think that, you know, we need to do this alone, and I want to do this alone, or I don't want to talk to people, but it's so important. It's really important to get out and talk to people, because that's how you grow. That's how people spread the word about you. And that's how people like recommend your blog. And that's how you get people to come to your blog in the first place. Like, you have to be talking to people on a daily basis. And like, if you're viewing your blog as a business, you have to give it the time, the attention, and the all seriousness that it truly deserves. A couple more things that I want to talk about. Number one, organize everything. You need to get a project management system like ClickUp or Notion or whatever, Asana, something like that. And you need to sit down. You need to create a schedule. You need to put all of your tasks on the calendar and set to recurring. I do this in my membership, in the Blogging Ladies membership. You can join below. We are moving platforms, but it's going to be a little bit before we move the platform, you know, so I'm thinking a good 2 months. So you can join the membership below. It's only $27 a month right now. However, when I change it, it's going to be a lifetime price. So it's going to be a little bit higher for a lifetime. Organize everything. Use a project management tool, set a schedule, create the content calendar, be really, really strategic about everything that you're organizing. I can talk on and on and on about this, but this is not the video. This is just mindset shifts that you need. Focus on big wins. That's another one. So while affiliate marketing and ads might bring in some money, they're often just pennies. Literally just pennies. Like, do you want to make pennies or do you want to make thousands? Because when you focus on making your own products, like digital products and services for yourself, like yourself, when you create them yourself, this is going to be a game changer. And this is what gives you thousands of dollars over pennies. So you can go ahead and you can like struggle to get all that blog traffic and struggle to get those pennies from affiliate marketing and ads. Like, go ahead, girl, if you want to struggle. But if instead you want to make thousands and you want to create your own digital products and services, I highly recommend that, especially services, because that gives you like a big cash flow in the beginning. And they can also, you know, build a more stable income from you for you because you're building recurring revenue and you're not relying on pennies to build a business for you, because that ain't a business, okay? That's just like getting commission off of people, other people's products. Do you want to build, do you want to have commission, or do you want to like pay people commission to, you know, go market your products for you? Do you want to have people being an affiliate for your product, or because that's what a CEO does? Or do you want to be that person who markets and gets commission from other business owners' products? It's up to you. Honestly, there's no right answer here. Really, you can do one or the other. Like, I'm not saying that there's a right answer. There's so many people who are really, really successful with affiliate marketing and ads. But there's so many people who are really good, or like really, really well off with services and digital products. So it's up to you what you want to do and the kind of business that you want to create. I'm just saying one's easier than the other. And affiliate marketing and ads, you need a lot of blog traffic. But like with services and digital products, you just need a few people to buy every single month to hit $1,000 a month. And then I have to leave very, very shortly. Invest in your growth. I think that I'm always saying I have to go on my podcast episodes. It sucks, but like I'm running out of time every week. I really have to like reassess like how I fit in these podcast episodes and not when I like have to jump and go, you know. Anyway, so invest in your growth. This is another mindset shift. Like, don't shy away from investing. I know that you're probably thinking inside, well, like, I can't invest until I make money from my blog. Once I make money from my blog, then I can invest. And that's a backwards mindset, because you're not ever going to make money until you invest. You have to invest first to make money. That's how it is. That's how every single business is. You need knowledge and you have knowledge gaps. And if you don't fill those knowledge gaps, you're not going to learn what you need to learn and apply what you need to apply and learn how to actually apply it if you don't invest to fill those knowledge gaps. So that's all I'm going to say. Like, investments will really pay off big time for you. I promise. I promise that this will pay off big time for you. And it'll help you grow so much faster, and not only faster, but smarter. You're going to be smarter about every little tiny decision that you make when you invest, and you take it step by step to doing things the right way. Do you want to start a blog on your own, DIY, learn all your information from free blog articles that were written years ago on like trends that aren't even happening anymore and strategies that aren't even happening anymore? Or do you want to be the person who goes slowly and do things step by step the right way, so in the future you see the fruits of your labor? Because when you do it the opposite way, when you just learn all from, you know, free information and like DIY and everything, you're going to have to go backwards a million times. Trust me, because I've done it. You're going to have to just go back to the very beginning and be like, this ain't working. What can I do? What else can I do? I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I'm just going to look through a million different free articles again to learn my information, because this ain't working. My blog is not growing. My blog traffic is still at 1,000 page views a month, even though I've been doing this for 2+ years. And that sucks. Don't get there. Just invest. And I'm not saying invest in me, but go invest in something. I would literally not tell you guys to invest. Like, I know how that sounds. Like, oh my gosh, she's just trying to tell me to invest in her stuff. No, I'm not. I'm saying to go invest in something to fill those knowledge gaps. And I'm saying this to help you, so you are not 2 years plus down the road like I was, wanting to quit because nothing is working out for you and you still have not seen the fruits of all the hard work that you've been doing, because that just really sucks. Nobody wants that. So yeah, just be smart about this. I know not everybody has the budget. I know. But if you're sitting in there and you do have the budget, then this is for you. And I highly recommend that you do invest in something if you're ready. And I mean, nobody's ever ready to like put up money for a coach or put up money for like a program or something. Nobody's ever ready to like put in money to anything. Like, it's scary. It's not like, investments are really scary. You're like, especially bigger ticket investments, but it's so worth it. If I can tell you honestly, it's so worth it. I would not have my business where I am today if I didn't ever invest. If I didn't invest the thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars that I have, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be making this much money. I wouldn't be having all that I have. I wouldn't be eating as good as I do. I would just not have this life, you know? So investing is necessary. Okay, let's move on. And stay committed. So success is not going to happen overnight, especially when you do things the right way. So when you actually do things the right way, it's going to be more slow. You're going to take, but like, if you have an understanding in this mindset of like, slowly makes more progress than if you just do fast, this is going to actually, when you do it slowly, it's going to actually create more sustainable progress. Like, you're going to actually be able to sustain the growth instead of just like, okay, making a sale, but then you don't make sale for like 5 months. No. When you do things the right way, you can make a sale every day. Okay. But like, it's going to be slow for you. It is. You have to, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. You got to set up your freebies. You have to write your welcome sequence. You have to make sure that you have your offers created. You have to make sure that there's just so many moving pieces of it. You know, like, I can go on and on and on about everything that you need, but there's so many pieces that you have to do in the correct way and so many things that you have to learn. Like, you really just need that step-by-step-by-step process, an action plan, like actually going in and implementing everything that you're learning. You need this, and you need this in a slow-moving way, so like, you can do it right the first time. And that's my motto. Do it right the first time, and you will see success. More success in the future and more sustainable success than you would if you just did it rapidly and by DIYing everything. Trust me. So if you are that person who wants sustainable success and to do it in a step-by-step way, in the best way, like, if you want the best of the best here, book that call below with me, because I want to chat with you all about your goals and what kind of blog you want to build, because that just like excites me, and all the results that you want to achieve for yourself and the why behind it. Why do you want to do this? Why do you want to have this niche? Why do you want to have this business at all? What is this about, you know? But by adopting all of these like different mindsets, all these new mindsets, it's not easy. Like, it's going to feel unfamiliar to change all of this mindset stuff, but you're going to set the foundation for an actual successful and profitable blogging business. And it's not just about making money either. It's about creating value and building something that lasts, that's going to be sustainable, that lasts for you, that's going to be profitable, but like, not big profits here and there, but like, profits every day. And that's like a game changer for your life, a game changer for everything. So I hope that motivated you and inspired you and helped you a little bit. I will be back next week with another episode. Have a good one. Bye.